This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in the letter of 2 Thessalonians today, where Paul the Apostle had just begun now on this letter writing to the church in Thessalonica. Chapter 1, and we're going to pick it up in verse 3, but again, for context, we're going to go back to the beginning and read Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the assembly of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to always give thanks to God to you, brothers, even as it is appropriate, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of each and every one of you toward one another abounds. Paul and the last time we were together have been talking about contentment and discontentment, thankfulness and lives of unthankfulness. You see, discontentment inevitably flows from not having what we want to have. We want something different, or we want more of what we already have. And when we embrace that idea, we're essentially saying God has failed us, that he's not loving and he's not taking care of us. That, of course, is a slap in the face of Christ and is the opposite side of worship. Paul is warning these believers there in Thessalonica that despite persecution, trial, and difficulty, they still have so very much to be thankful for, and they should be taking every opportunity to express that. But discontent, unthankfulness, left to fester, will eventually go looking for what we think we need, or what we powerfully want that God has not given us. This, of course, is the hand of Satan. In fact, it is one of his most successful methods of knocking us out of the race. It stems from this innate feeling inside of us, or a heart rather, of personal entitlement. You know, the where's mine? Why don't I have what he has? How come I'm not getting as much attention? He didn't have to do this or that, so why should I? And it is such a selfish aspect of our lives. It simply expresses the truth that we are not aware of the world around us. And further, if we are aware, then we simply don't care about anyone else. We still feel that we deserve more. Now, the problem with this kind of bitterness is that it is indeed a cancer. And as a cancer, it will grow and consume until we are dead. At least spiritually speaking, anyway. We must never forget that in truth, we deserve nothing. Well, nothing except death and hell. The only way to combat this is to purposefully and regularly take stock of our lives, and in so, worship God in the gratitude and thankfulness. It helps enormously to actually engage the world around us. You know, to read, to watch, to listen, to go on missions trips abroad when we can get the chance, to share in the lives of others. Let's face it, Paul, he had more of a right to complain and whine than anyone in this church, and yet he was always abounding in thankfulness and always abounding in worship. James chapter 1, verse 17 reminds us that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. You know, every morning that our feet hit the floor, we should begin with thanks that they did. To fail to acknowledge what God has done and what God has given you, well, gang, that's a sin. Let's not try to soft pedal it. We are indeed obliged to give thanks. Satan loves to fire up the flesh in this matter, doesn't he? He likes to get you all bitter at God and, of course, your church. And without fail, when we go looking for his promise of more, he always rips us off and we're left with nothing. In fact, often losing what we did have. And he always then stands off to the side snickering at us. Because it is then when we realize that we did this. We threw away God's awesome blessings. Those things could be a spouse, your family, your church, your friends, your money, whatever. Because Satan, well, he's the prince of thieves. Perhaps you're in a position to fail to see the follow-up of such performance on the part of others, but I'm not. As a pastor, I regularly see it, and it breaks my heart to know what they had and yes, what they ultimately threw away due to bitterness and an insatiable heart. So let me ask you today, do you really trust in God? And do you trust Him to take care of you and involve Himself intimately in your life? Look, He made a lot of promises concerning you. Do you believe them? Are you willing to stake your life on them? Because, gang, that's faith. That is Christianity in a nutshell. According to Acts, Paul was shown all the things he would have to suffer and experience for following Jesus, and yet even with all of that, he still was not deterred. Why? Well, perhaps because he understood what he really deserved, and what he instead received in the form of blessing on this earth, not to mention the eternity that awaited him at the end of the road.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.